Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It's Phoenix Star 9 and lovely Accidental Diva.
Hey, everyone.
What's good, Diva?
I'm good. Ready to get started on this topic?
I know. If you want to fill everybody in on the topic.
The topic tonight is going to be online networking, what it is, how it works, how it equates to the LGBT community, things to do, things not to do, all of that good stuff.
Well, all right. Yeah. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start?
I'm sorry, I have the worst allergies right now.
It's all good.
One of the first things that we should talk about is basically what is what is internet networking.
Okay.
So you can start with what your idea of internet networking is.
Cool. Well, to me, I feel like it's more or less like build, as far as networking goes, it's building a relationship with somebody who you feel like you really support what they're doing. And, you know, you go from there and you find out how you can help or support them, you know, and also incorporate them into what you're doing as well. But it really starts with you. To me, it really starts with you finding out what you can do to support the other person, or at least building a relationship, you know, with that person before you go asking for X, Y, or Z. To me, that's networking.
I think that's a good breakdown of what networking is, basically getting to build those relationships. I know people think that networking is basically them contacting you and you promoting whatever it is that they're doing. And that is actually far from the truth. Networking is basically joining that network of that person's already built. So say I have a cupcake company and I sell cupcakes and you make cute little boxes and I meet you at the mall. You don't contact me and say, hey, I need you to promote all my boxes just because.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think that's how we'll network. But I have a lot of traffic in my store, but you want me to talk about your boxes all the time. That's not networking. That's basically wanting free advertisement for what I want to have. Networking would be, hey, let me set up a stand in your store, and for that stand, I'll give you half off of specialized boxes for your cupcakes. That's an accurate definition of what networking is. It's like a give and take thing. It's similar to what sponsorship is. I think a lot of people think sponsorship is, hey, give me free stuff that's going to promote my business. That's mm-hmm. not what sponsorship is. If you want somebody to sponsor you or sponsor your event or sponsor something you're doing, you have to give something back. There has to be something that that company is getting. And that's the same thing as networking. I don't want to promote your stuff and then have you not do anything for me.
I agree with that. You know, it's really starting with figuring out how, you know, what ways would be most effective for you both to network with each other, or figuring out how you can help each other, and, you know, saying, okay, I can do X, Y, or Z for you. You know what I mean? Or can we cross-promote doing this? And I don't know if you wanted to give out maybe a few examples.
And I'm so glad that you brought up cross-promote.
Here we go.
Okay, look. I need people to really understand and really absorb what cross-promotion is. To be able to cross-promote, like I said, same example with networking, same example as sponsorship, there has to be a give or take and take. So say I'm a female activist. So I have a lot of females that follow me. I have a lot of females that watch my tweets, pay attention to me. And you have an energy drink. And your energy drink is targeted towards women to make women feel stronger, be able to do more in their day, and you donate 20% to breast cancer. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're a new company, and you only have 1,000 followers to my, say, 25,000.
Mm-hmm.
When we cross-promote, what exactly is that doing for my larger company? It's not doing anything. Because more likely than not, the 1,000 people that you have, your 1,000 impressions, basically, are not going to hit. Normally, within any type of networking, any type of tweeting, any type of message that's being sent out, you're probably going to reach 10 to 15% of your audience. That means, Phoenix, how many followers do you have?
You asking me?
Yeah, how many do you have?
24,000 something.
So you're 24,000. When you send out a tweet, maybe 240 people see that message.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only going to reach with every impression. That's why it's good to tweet the same tweet throughout the day, in different variations, so that you get those out to people that, say, weren't looking at Twitter or at lunch or doing something else or watching TV or driving or whatever. So when you want to cross-promote with someone or a business or a group of people, there has to be something that you're offering. If this person has built up their network to have 25,000 followers that see their tweets, that pay attention to them, that follow them, that retweet them, then when you retweet their stuff or you send out information for, say, you know, any event that I may be doing, it's not reaching anyone. You have 1,000 followers. You may have 10 people see that on a regular basis. Not really doing anything. So you have to kind of offer more. Like, okay, I know that you have a larger network, so let me donate a case of my new energy drink for you to give away on your Twitter or your YouTube or your whatever, so that it brings more traffic to both of your networks, so that you are now you're actually accurately cross-promoting.
Hmm.
So that's cross-promotion. Do you have anything else you wanted to say about cross-promotion?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if people think about it, but it's kind of, you see it all the time. For instance, you know how you can, with McDonald's, they promote a lot of Disney stuff. And it's bringing a lot of attention to people at Disney, that, you know, those little toys and the Happy Meals and those commercials that they do whenever, like, Disney releases, like, a new film or something. And they're cross-promoting, you know what I mean, in a way. Like they basically are advertising each other's business to a degree. Because, you know, you see that all the time, but you never really think about, like, oh, shit. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're cross-promoting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, maybe followers and stuff like that, sometimes it's sometimes people do have a lot of followers and some of them may not have as many. But then it kind of breaks down to whose network is, I guess, who has the most influence over that
right.
network. But at the same time, I think I agree with what you're saying, because as far as the reach and a bigger, like, one company that is factually bigger than the other one, as far as traffic and as far as exposure, and as far as, you know, the people that, or the clients that those people already have. So I agree with that. Like, maybe you would have to offer a little more.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you had anything else to add to that.
I think, as you just said, you know, your followers are not going to be what makes your network. You can have a lot of followers, and they can be what I call empty followers. You can have followers that are just following you just to get a follow back. And we've seen in the era of Twitter that people somehow believe that the more followers they have, the more popular they are. That's not actually true. If you just have 100,000 followers, but they're only following you not because they're interested in anything you do, not because they're interested in your business, even know your name, anything like that. They're empty followers. If you tweet out something to these followers, more likely than not, they're not paying attention because they only followed you to get an additional number on their following account.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then if you have followers that are genuinely engaging and retweeting and supporting and paying attention to your tweets and have added you to lists and, you know, ask questions and tweet about you to other people about your causes or your business or whatever, that is what builds your network so that their followers see what they're saying about you and say, hey, I like that. Let's go ahead and follow that person. Just like I have a lot of followers and I had tweeted, I haven't done it in a long time. Me and Phoenix used to do this a lot, but tweeted about teen lesbian and shout outs and stuff like that. I haven't done that in at least probably 6 months. It wasn't for any specific reason. I just hadn't done it. So I thought about it, and I tweeted it. Hey, retweet if you're teen lesbian, blah, blah, blah. And just from that tweet, I got like 170 retweets and 112 followers in that day because it was a common interest that people have. They retweet it. The people that on their timeline see that hashtag, they retweet it, and it can and continues to roll. Mm-hmm. And they see the originator, who was me, see that I'm a lesbian. And I think it does influence them that I do have a lot of followers because I think just like with any type of branding,
mm-hmm.
the more people that you have following that brand, the more people will say, oh, that must be a good brand, let me follow it. Just like if you didn't see Jordans everywhere, who would want to wear them? They wouldn't be popular. You wouldn't feel like it was a good product if other people didn't have it. So when you do have a higher amount of followers, then people seem to want to be part of that because other people are part of it. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't know why humans are like that. Well, I do, but it's not funny at all. But, you know, that also will gain you followers. Engaging with your followers. One of the things that Phoenix and I talked about earlier with networking is I've noticed that there's kind of a breakdown with Twitter. It's kind of broken down, and it's not what it used to be. People used to retweet, you know. People used to say, oh, yeah, I like this, retweet it, or comment and retweet it. I've started to notice a trend of what I have always called subliminal hating. And subliminal hating is the act of not tweeting or not supporting someone for the specific reason that you don't want other people to pay attention to them and take the attention off of you. So you're not doing anything verbally. You're not doing anything. You're not subtweeting. You're not doing anything like that. You actually follow this person. You may tweet with this person. You may key with this person. But when it comes down to business or comes down to anything that they do, you purposely don't tweet about it or retweet it for that reason. So that's subliminal hating, and I've seen that a lot. I've actually kind of watched people do it And it's sad because people want this network, but they're not willing to be a part of it. They want everyone to tweet their stuff or support their stuff or go view their YouTube video or go listen to their music or like them on Facebook or whatever, but they're not willing to do it themselves. And that's not what networking is.
Now let me ask you this question. Now, are you usually the person that steps forward with, like, cross-promotion or with, like, the networking or the support or, like, how does, like, what's your process? Just tell me what it breaks down with for you. Like, maybe you can pull from, like, a prior experience that you may have had as far as, like to promote, like the support and whatnot goes. Like how does that work for you?
Everything that I do when it comes down to any type of networking, any type of support for another company is just because I like the company or I like something that they did or whatever. Like say, because we're in the LGBT community, say there's a rapper, a female rapper, and I heard a song or a video or whatever, and I liked it. I may follow her, she may follow me, I retweet it. Now, what she does with that retweet is her business. But I support things that I like. I don't go out and just tweet it because it's there, and I don't tweet it in hopes that, oh, they'll contact me and want to retweet my stuff. Mm-hmm. If I support it, I support it. If someone tweets about, say, they're going to do a walk for MS, multiple sclerosis, and they wanted donations or whatever, I might see that and retweet it because that's a cause that I have been a part of. Mm-hmm. So I support that. If someone says, hey, we need jacket donations or shoes donations for this school, that's why I may retweet that because that's something that needs to be done. The tweet's not costing me anything. Mm-hmm. And so why not do it? When it comes down to not retweeting or why I don't do something, like if someone tweets me their music, more likely than not, I'm not going to retweet that. The only time I'll tweet music or retweet music if it's someone I directly support or something that I like. You're not ever going to be able to retweet me a song and me retweet it. That's not happening. I don't support anything that I don't believe in. If your song is whack, I'm not retweeting it. I don't care how many people like it. If I don't like it, I'm not doing it. If your album's whack, I'm not doing it. Because when I tweet stuff, I feel like I'm putting that out to the people that are following me because they like the things that I have tweeted previously.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm tweeting whack shit, why would they pay attention to anything that I'm saying after that? So I think people need to keep that in mind when it comes to their tweets because people are starting to really pay attention to timelines, pay attention to what's being put out, things like that. One of the things that we noticed that Phoenix and I talked about earlier is that, going back to what I said earlier, people will want you to tweet and want you to support, but have never, ever, ever retweeted or supported you or even tweeted you before. But then all of a sudden, when they need something or they would like your influence, it's, oh, let's cross-promote. At that point, I don't think so. That's not going to work for me. If you've been following me for a year since I've been on Twitter and I've never seen you tweet anything about my business, any type of autistic awareness facts, anything, but then you hit me up and say, hey, can we cross-promote? Can I tweet some of your stuff and you tweet some of my stuff? Not at all, because at this point you just want to use me. And I think a lot of people feel that way, especially when there's one. It's one-sided. That person may not necessarily need your cross-promotion to get whatever they need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
If I have 100,000 followers and you got 10, what is you retweeting my stuff going to really do for my network? It's not really going to reach the same people that I am, and it's not going to get the same amount of impression as it will if I were to do it, or someone else that I work with that is really invested in their network going to do. So people need to keep that in mind as well.
That's a good point. I think, like I said, I think if you support a person, then you just really you're going to share their stuff because A, you're interested in it and you think that, you know, your people or whoever's following you are going to be interested in it as well, and that you actually believe in what that person's talking about and you genuinely want to support them. A lot of people, I don't know, and I don't mean no shade, and I know you tweeted this earlier. Some shade about to happen, but it's just something that I kind of notice is that certain days, people will hit me up heavy or retweet my stuff heavily. And then the next few minutes, the next thing I know is within the same, like, maybe 2 minutes or so, I'll get a tweet with their information of whatever they're trying to promote, and they're asking me to retweet it or share it or something. And, I mean, I don't know. It's like, then it kind of makes me feel like, and I don't mean to feel like that, but I'm not even going to apologize for how I feel about it, but it's like, is that the only reason why you retweeted me is so that now I will have to retweet you is because, you know, you're directly doing it. Normally, what I do is if I see somebody retweeting me and they have something of, you know, something cool on their timeline or something that they're trying to promote, I will generally go back and check them if they're following me and go back and check them out and retweet something from their timeline or either tell them thank you. Because I think, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, too, though, like when people retweet you or when you retweet somebody, I mean, of course, you're going to do it you should be doing it for the right reasons. But it would be nice to be like, you know, thank you or whatever, because I know a lot of people do that, but some people don't even, some people don't think like that. I mean, I think it's like you get on there and it's like, you know, I didn't make you retweet it, you know what I'm saying, at the same
right.
time. But I'm appreciative of whatever they're doing, so I'm like, okay, well, thank you, even if I don't go and retweet what they're tweeting. But it's like, at least hold a conversation with me, tweet me up, talk about something. Hopefully we have something to talk about in common, you know, something in common to talk about. Tweet me or just hit me up, something. But don't just try to spam me from the gate or...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think I build a lot of good relationships via Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. As far as that goes, because I mean, that's something I've been doing for a minute, and I feel like support is really crucial. And I try to promote people more than I do myself, and sometimes that can hurt too. You know what I mean? That can hurt more than help, but at the same time, you know, Twitter is about engaging and network. Well, to me, it's about engaging and networking and really sharing things that I think are important or that I care about or just simply out of support. It's not garbage. 'Cause, Lord.
Right.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I've seen it. I've seen it before. I completely know, like, how, I mean, like I said, Twitter is free, but I think people have started to follow only because with lists and all this other stuff, people don't have to follow you. They can see all your tweets, mute your tweets, do whatever they want, and still be able to see all your tweets, you know. The only time that they can't is when your Twitter is blocked.
Right.
But,
or private or something. Yeah.
Or private.
Same thing. Yeah.
So, I think people really are starting to pay attention to that. And a lot of people aren't really understanding what a good network is. And that's a really big issue. People just aren't getting there. That's a big concern.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I think sometimes you gotta step out of the me category, but still keep yourself there, but find out a way that you can network with that person. It's still gonna help you. And a lot of people, and I understand support is free, Twitter free, all of that. But you know, if I'm not genuinely supporting you for the right reason, like why would you want my support? It is not real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that.
I think people don't pay attention to that though. People don't care about that. It's like you said, it's me. They don't really pay attention to what support is that. If I don't support anything that you do and have never supported anything you do, why would you tweet me talking about can you retweet this? I don't know you. That's like, why would you think that I'm going to do that? If you've never taken upon yourself to tweet me, like, or retweet anything that I've done, you don't have to tweet about my business. You may not even tweet about makeup or whatever the case is, but I tweet autism awareness facts. I tweet a lot of different stuff throughout the day that aren't always related strictly to my cosmetic business. So if you wanted to support me just for the sake of supporting me, then you would. Don't support me because you want something back from me. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I avoid.
That's true. I agree with you. That's something that I try to avoid too. And it's just, I don't know. It's so, sometimes it's a, like when certain people do that to me, as far as like, you know, trying to force me into doing something or force me into supporting them or some shit, or just hitting me up out of nowhere and then needing my assistance or needing my, like, I don't mind helping people. Let me clear that up real quick, though. Like, I don't mind doing that. But what you're not going to do is you're not about to come and try to use me and my resources. You know, it's not going down. Like, that's not
right.
That's not happening. But usually, like, I'll show support to people a lot that I know to support me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're taking the time out to support me, then I'll at least see what you're talking about if it's something legit, and I'll try to support back, you know?
Just like Miss Behaven's, one of my favorite lines is, I only support those that support me. And that's real. Like, I am not a groupie. I don't have to be. So I'm not going to tweet you or retweet you and tell everybody about your new album or your new video or your new t-shirts that are coming out or, you know, anything like that, because, you know, unless they're good products, then I don't really care. But just for the sake of doing it, no. And I think a lot of people have that messed up. I'm not going to say any names, but there is a specific person or people on Twitter that I have never seen support anybody else. I've never seen them retweet any information or anything other than their own stuff. But then they constantly tweet, oh, retweet this, oh, go look at our YouTube, oh, go download our new song, go do this. But they have yet to ever retweet anything any of their supporters have done. So I've noticed over time that their Twitter followers are not growing at all. They've been the same probably for the last 7 or 8 months. because they're not reaching anyone because no one really wants to support them because they don't support anyone but themselves.
Mm.
And that can hurt you. You know, if you think about it like this, if Chris Brown not ever responded back to somebody that tweeted him, people would stop tweeting him because he's never going to respond. But every now and then he'll respond or retweet or follow somebody random or whatever. That keeps people continuously at his Twitter, other than the fact that he's Chris Brown and he's going to say something reckless at least each month. But, you know, that is going to be what keeps it. If I've found that people like to follow me, people like to talk to me and retweet my stuff and talk about my cosmetic line and talk about autism as a cause and MS as a cause because I'm a friendly person and I talk back to people. So it's kind of what works for you. I say some reckless stuff on my Twitter, but when people contact me or say, hey, you're really pretty, or hey, I, you know, work with autism, or hey, blah, 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 I don't just ignore it like they're not people talking to me. You know, I respond and I say whatever, you know, whatever it is. So engaging in your network is what keeps your network strong. If people don't feel like you give a damn about them, why would they give a damn about you?
True. That's true. Man. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I mean, I like the network that I've built up so far. Like, because, you know, you still got to be a good judge of character with people as well. You know what I mean? And see how they operate before you go and co-sign things. You know, like, I believe in giving people a chance, but I do, you know, I do pay attention to how they carry themselves and what they talk about, because there's a lot of people that I'm like, I'll talk to them or whatever, and then I look and I'll see that they're really spreading something that's, that could be seen as hateful or just biased, and I can't, like, to me, it's not about what other people think. It's what I believe in, and I'm like, I can't support you bashing this person or that person because of X, Y, or Z. I can't do it. So, it's, you know, it still goes also to you paying attention to what type of person they are, and if, like, you know, you have to kind of feel people out, to me, you know? That's how I feel about it.
Well, how do you pick the people that you actually network with? Because I'm sure a lot of people do want to network with you. So how do you pick, you know, make those choices?
I don't know. Like, it's, I get, for instance, when I see somebody actually taking a genuine interest in what I'm doing, you know, or the people that I'm supporting and really taking a chance to reach out and not just only network with me, but network with my contacts as well. You know, because I think some people do that. Like, they'll see that you have this person, this person, this person that you also follow or network with, and they'll also support those people. So I pay attention to things like that. If somebody doesn't take the time out to, like, and this is just me, if they don't take the time out to go and read my bio before hitting me up and hit me with the motherfucking sir.
Sir. Sir. Sir.
Or follow him right now or some shit, I'm feeling some kind of way. Like, it makes me
that
feel like you
funny.
Didn't take the time out.
That's
to find out.
That's happened a lot.
Oh, my nigga, it's happening to this day. It'll probably happen tomorrow.
That happens a lot to you. Somebody would say, hey, sir, to me. They would have to be blind. But, hey, you never know. They might think I'm, like, transsexual or something.
You stupid. All I'm saying is, like, you know, when, I guess when, and that's something else, too, especially with the females. Like, a lot of them, they'll be, like, they'll be talking. It's like, woman, you didn't. Had to catch it. woman, you didn't you didn't look at my bio to know that I was like team lesbian, that I was a female, but you fawning, like you flirting and shit. Like, you know.
But to be fair.
Here we go.
To be fair, some men are good for putting, putting team lesbian or saying that they're a lesbian on their bios or on their timelines as well. Like, it never fails. Anytime I tweet anything about retweet or if you're team lesbian or whatever, it's always at least three or more men that will tweet it and say, oh, I'm team lesbian. Like, really? And every time I say the same thing, every time. Oh, so you have a vagina? And after that, they never say anything else. I say it all the time. Oh, so what you're telling me is you have a vagina. Oh, okay. And then they stop. But, you were talking about some trends that you noticed depending on what community you're in or where you're located.
Yeah.
You want to go over that?
Yeah, real quick, because then I kind of want to get into, I know we don't have, you know, too much longer left, but I did want to get into the whole Obama event that happened today. All I was going to say was that, you know, what'd you say?
I said, all right.
You know, I seen that was going down today, but all I was going to say was that I noticed that a lot of people, I'm split because on one hand, I see where people from different states and different cities are networking with each other that are in the LGBT community. And then on the other hand, some people just stay strictly into their community as far as where they live instead of branching out and trying to network with other people in other places. Like, I do notice a lot of that. I mean, unity is good, but I think, you know, if you're going to be a community, I think it should be all the way around, you know, ATL, NY, LA, all those places. I think everybody should network. Even though, like, we may not necessarily have the same or in the same field, but I still think it's beneficial, you know, to each little, like, small company or small business or big business. Or people that have, like, nonprofits, I think that's important. But I do see a lot of people that, you know, at the same time, I do see a lot of people that do support each other in different states and different areas. So that was all I was going to say about that. I didn't know if you had anything to add.
Other than that, the gay community is 2 degrees of separation. So normally everybody knows everybody. It's always a small kind of group. People that go to a lot of pride events happen to know each other. I've noticed that people that go to the larger pride events like Atlanta, L.A., Miami, things like that, they happen to know each other and then get to know each other and then, you know, cross-promote and stuff like that. So I've noticed that as well. But I think it does have something to do with Twitter. It has something to do with Twitter. And Twitter right now is the biggest ally to getting your business off the ground. It's free. You know, you have unlimited access to a lot of people constantly. Like, I've had conversations with Kamora Lee. I've been retweeted by Chris Brown. Talk to a lot of different people about celebrities and a lot of people that have higher positions about autism just because it's on Twitter. So you have access to a lot of people just by knowing their Twitter name. It's almost like having their phone number. And a lot of people don't utilize that. Some people do stupid stuff and say stupid things like, you know, slandering, disrespectful things that they say to these celebrities or, you know, tweet their names and stuff, and they see that, and they may not see all of it because millions of people are doing it all at the same time, but they do see it, and it kind of discourages them from reading other tweets. So I may be tweeting, Tony Braxton about an autism awareness event that I would like to do, but because so many people may tweet her about slander about her reality TV show, she may never see that. So I think that kind of takes away from the networking with Twitter. It does kind of add to some of the fun because of the ratchetness, but it does kind of take away from using your Twitter strictly as a business, because not everything can be taken seriously on Twitter.
That's true. I think we can slip into that to this Obama thing, because I don't know, like, I don't know if the video I saw was old or what, because I know he made an announcement today, or he had he shared his view today, but the video that I saw was him basically saying that and this is the past and people change too, you know what I mean, but the video I saw was him just saying that he does believe now, and he's kind of saying the same thing now. He does believe that marriage should be, or what was it he said? He said marriage should be it should be between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, in the same speech or video, he was just saying that, however, he feels that, you know, he is strong enough, or his marriage is strong enough, and he feels strong enough in his faith that, you know, other people getting married, like people having same-sex marriages doesn't faze him. I don't know exactly everything. Now, you can kind of fill me in on what was said today.
Okay. So one of the things that I wanted to clear up quickly is that people have made the comment, of course, you know, people have to take positive things and make them negative, but a lot of people on Twitter had been stating, oh, he's only wanting to support it because, you know, re-election is coming up, blah, 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 all these things. Well, so let's go ahead and get something straight really quick. When Obama was a senator, he made the statement, and you can Google this, you can look it up on CNN, it was in 1997, he made the statement that he will always support same-sex union in marriages. He believes that it is not allowed, the benefit that you get through a marriage is not offered to civil unions, and he felt that civil unions were not there and were not the solution at the time. After that, 2001, he changed and said, well, you know, I was raised in, well, no, 2009, I was raised in a Christian home, and I believe that, you know, at the time, the term marriage, he was reluctant to use because it did have a powerful tradition when it came to his religion. However, he has never said that he was ever going to oppose same-sex marriages. What he did say was that he was going to, if he became president, he was going to leave that up to a state level, and he would not support any bill or any law that had to do with banning gay marriage on a federal level. You can Google it, you can look it up, whatever. He's never said that he was going to do that, and he's never supported it. This was the same man that had rainbow, Obama stickers with his campaign. This is the same man that had a separate website for LGBT support. This is also the same man that has been strictly responsible for the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love Clinton, love him to death, thought he was one of the best presidents in the world, but they fail to remember that Clinton is the president that put Don't Ask, Don't Tell into policy.
Mm.
Clinton also does not support he also supports same-sex marriage and things like that. But so they do have a lot of similarities. But people like to forget, you know, that, oh, he said he did not support the term marriage. He has never said that it was okay to discriminate depending on your sexual preference. He has never stated that. And I would love somebody to show me, because I am an Obama supporter. Before I opened my mouth on Twitter, I looked at it. Because I remember him stating in his campaign promises that was not something that he was going to do. I know he has made statements saying that he does not support gay marriage.